Thank you. As we recited this refuge formula by saying that I take refuge in three jewels, and purpose of taking refuge in Chijul is to listen to the Dhamma at this particular time. And having listened to the Dhamma, then we are committing ourselves to benefit other beings. So here now, in order to benefit other beings, first of all, it is important that we need to benefit ourselves. So he is speaking about, you know, benefiting ourselves or the benefiting other beings. There are two ways in which that we can benefit, benefit ourselves or others. To benefit the physical benefit or the mental benefits. Those are the only two things that we can benefit. So out of these two benefits, practicing Dhamma or the listening to the Dhamma is primarily focusing on benefiting our mind. The mental
beneficial.
So now here, when we talk about benefiting our mind, is to overcome the suffering. That is what we are talking about. Particularly that overcome the mental sufferings. So here again, in order to overcome mental sufferings, we need to first of all to identify what is suffering. So here again, when we are talking about overcoming the suffering of oneself and that of other beings, one must train one's own mind to benefit oneself. If you were to put a hope and, you know, wait for someone who can benefit us, someone who can help us to overcome suffering, then this will not happen. So here, speaking about practicing Dharma is to mostly, you know, focusing on our future life, you know, to benefit our future life. So, you know, so if we were able to practice genuinely and diligently to benefit future life, then the benefit of this present life will be accomplished as by product. So here again, all the difficulties and undesirable situations that we encounter, that we come across with, it's all does not come into being from nowhere. It is created by ourselves, and it has its own causes and conditions.
等于说像你这样，如果让你他这边进去，但是把我的信息你全让他就自己生活下嘛，明白？你让你可能一下就来拉连接起来，我操！So
all this, you know, the presence of the difficulties and the, you know, undesirable, you know, situations that we encounter is not again created by someone else. So our own difficulty and our own, you know, undesirable situations are all created by ourselves.
生到了不速度的感应学结果我们都要死，动念事业一透明了，没干的，几干没干的，几生成的现在偏要嘛的要死，是吧？事业透起有点，我都透起了别的都要送要的要死了。Therefore,
a great Indian master Shantideva has stated that if we are undergoing sufferings and there's no use just by disliking it or being worried about it, because instead of that, we need to seek a solution or the solution to overcome the sufferings. And that is more beneficial than worrying. So when we encounter a mental sufferings, and when we're undergoing mental sufferings, and so there's no use that if we keep worrying and looking at this as a very negative way, but rather we try to look at it and confront the mental sufferings and what kind of solutions, what kind of remedy that we may find to overcome that mental suffering. And that is the proper way to confront our sufferings. This is how it is stated by great Kadampa masters in the past. So now here again, when we talked about benefiting other beings, and how can we benefit other beings, is so first of all, one needs to understand how to handle all these mental sufferings or the undesirable mental event by oneself. And then it is through one's own experience one can then teach show other beings to handle their mental sufferings.
现在的三界上就什么呢？对于眼片一两年将就前呢，那我说的短时间呢，拍吧那一集，那我了电脑一集用呢，这么容易呢？但是这三宝了，做了一段道了，但是没把这个人打死了。So
then let's try to, you know, remain ourselves by contemplating upon this the qualities of the great Buddhas and Bodhisattvas in the past. It is just as the great Buddhas and Bodhisattvas in the past who have gained all those spiritual qualities and realizations. So today may I too follow their footsteps and to to achieve these qualities, the spiritual quality that is gained by Buddhas and Bodhisattvas in the past. And let's remain focused on this for a while.
This is Mibachi. Ligi kino chimba chijunga ne kaose ma se jene ne sason ju dreme ji ba shang jo lan jin ba re yes.
So with these motivations, the particular discourses that we're listening to is the great treatise on the stages of the path to enlightenment, Chanchu Lamrim.
Denarwa tanda palange so ju tne ji shwe yin ne nyen dus jena nga la phen sa le nga la phen ba de yin le chenan dus phen sa le sang yi ji chuno so yi ka shi ka shi la so ju tne yu si gre tne ji so ju do ya sa da ro.
So it is through the listening of the teachings, or this particular teachings of the Lamrim, and if any of us actually have some kind of, belief or some kind of, conviction to benefit ourselves, and by benefiting ourselves, and then through one's own experience of benefiting oneself, and is it that one can benefit other beings.
Inzane ngete log kharsana pena larin chimu de chi su so de kan kare chen so wa de sana ani rani ji nyang le chen ani nga le tu de chi pen so ani sene ani yen la rani le pen ba de yen la so ba ro ten ba ro.
The reason why I'm asking this is because the main purpose of studying Lamrim, or the listening to the teachings of the Lamrim, is to benefit oneself and that of other sentient beings.
Sambo bagi piki gi ro gan chin do gu do mi gi chong chen nong chin do se song ju ma de se la da ro. Ra ni gi nge de de jie ba yin chuan du su jie shuo.
So this is how the Lamrim, the composer himself or herself has stated that you must benefit other beings by saying that this is what I have committed, or this is what I have practiced, and it really benefits my mind. And so you too can, undertake such a practice, and this will benefit you as well. So therefore, Lama Tsongkhapa has stated, I have yogic, yogic here refers to himself. Yogi, I myself have undertaken such a practice, and those of you who long to achieve liberations, to follow the same way, or practice the same way. So here the greatness of, if you speak about the greatness of the author who composes Lamrim, and the actual Lamrim itself, the text, the discourse of Lamrim, is not someone who just created or who was just composed by him or herself, but rather the source of this teaching is actually rooted to the teachings of the Buddha Shakyamuni.
Ta chu chu chwa sa zone ni lo chu jin ne ni jin la me bi ni chwa song da chiba chu sen de ri yego ni chiba da pa bi lo chi chi jin la me bi chiba da pa bi chu ji le wa sa la ni
du shen. So it's a very unique feature, the unique the feature that we cannot find in any other discourses like Lamrim Chamo.
Ani tendu lama za chen bo ge song ba da da nga ya bo yin na ani nga so ge xi nge yi kan de xi ge le nyeng kan de nyeo ge se so na ani ji ta nga ji ge jin de ju tian jin de xi zhu dian ba se da se ta ri wa ji ro ma ta ya xiang ju se yi ma lan sun ju se ne ani xi ne ji ge ji ji ro.
So since discourses, this particular discourse is really precious and very sublime, so now from our side, we as the listeners of these discourses, and we must, cultivate, prepare ourselves to become a suitable listener, to cultivate bodhicitta, and making sure that you have cultivated a positive motivations to listen to these discourses.
So
it is discourses of the Lamrim is actually starting from all the way from the beginning to beginning all the way to the state of enlightenment. It is like building a house. Not only just you have laid the foundation, but also by laying the foundation, and you have all the materials that eventually become a complete house. So now, at a particular point, that we have reached the chapter on the karma, which is the positive and negative karma, and at this particular time that we are focusing on the negative karma. So here, if we were to ask question to ourselves, since we have a great appreciation to having a future life. So, since we all have this, genuine appreciation for one's own future life, then in order to have a positive future life, what kind of, you know, causes and conditions that we need to gather? So here, what it says is, so in order to have a positive rebirth or the positive life and in the future life, a positive future life, then it's one observes all those ethical disciplines by means based on taking refuge in rituals. So now we went to this the witness or weight and the light witness of the weight of our, you know, karma, and so whatever the karma that one has accumulated, and then the intensity of its fruitions that we talked about that.
Then le megyo ro ji sa so na yu karal ten le sa na le du ayo re la so na ni lama dang ni so so pha ma so so tin chen bo de su yi jin ni le ge wa sa na pen do che wa ro megyo wa sa na ni mi che wa yo re se ka so yu la ten bi ji.
So we talked about you know the karma that we accumulate, the intensity of the karma that we accumulate. If one engages in the negative karma in relation to like gurus, Buddhas and Bodhisattvas, then the fruition is be more intense. And similarly, if one engages in the positive deeds or the or virtuous deed in relation to gurus and Buddhas and Bodhisattvas, as well as one's own parents and so on, then one's accumulation of merits will be more, you know, intense. So then here is we're speaking about if we were to engage, we have already executed the negative deeds in the past, and it is important to remember that and cultivate great regrets and remorse as a part of the practice of, you know, purifications. That way we can reduce the, you know, the fruits of this karma, the intensity of the fruits of those karmas. Otherwise, if one is unable to undertake the purification practice, even this a very minor negative deeds will be multiplied, will multiply greatly.
Di jeno so ngaro so lane ka to gese na chi pena ro wa dipa chu chu chi me sa ma na la sa me po so ko res chu chu de ja so na ku yi che ka ro de ya phe ne en pe ta jin cha ro ko res.
So it is always be mindful of, even if one engages in a very minor negative deeds, and one must always try to, you know, purify that negative deeds as soon as possible, because without engaging in negative engaging in purification practice, even this you know, this minor negative deeds, so if one may have committed a very minor negative deeds, but the intensity of karma multiplies greatly. So it is, I already mentioned about that last time. It's like we borrow $100 from someone and keep, you know, paying the interest, and so If we try to pay off the loan, we should always, you know, we try our best to make an effort to pay off the loan. Otherwise, if you keep, you know, deny paying the amount that you have borrowed from others, then it multiplies because the interest multiplies greatly, and then eventually, the amount will become so large, and it becomes difficult for you to pay off. So let's read through the text now. It is on the 233, fifth paragraph. It says further, in five ways, even light cause of fruition in the present will ripen in hell beings. So it's being ignorant, it's a five ways. It's being ignorant is one, and having small root of virtue, and having weighty sins, and not having been regretful and performed purification. And not initially cultivating virtues. The fruition of this negative deeds can be experienced within one's lifetime. So here again, if one is not being able to purify those negative deeds that one have committed, then this will become a cause for taking rebirth
in a hell realm.
So if we were unable to, you know, engage in the purification practice and purify these negative deeds, then even if that is a very minor negative deeds, then eventually this become a cause for oneself to taking rebirth in the hell realm. So then it says, therefore, the Buddha said that non-virtues are light for the knowledgeable who regret their former non-virtuous action and restrain themselves from the future non-virtuous actions and do not conceal their sins and do virtuous actions as remedies for their non-virtuous actions. However, non-virtuous are weighty for those who make a pretense of being knowledgeable and do not do these actions, but belittle them and engage consciously in non-virtuous action.
Rinpoche Phumbo le chang sa, Tongso Sanje Dangje Tichin la Shu de Khoji Ji Jesi Tang Denpa Re Re chang sa, Ma Min Hu Jang So Tang La Nyingpo Re Rao Tang Ji Ma Min Sanje Ji Chue Den La Chue Ba Le
So then it says the Heap of the Jewel Sutra, Ratnarasa Sutra, speaks of a bodhisattva who has renounced the householder's life, holding a lamp wick, coated with a terrifying amount of the butter in front of the stupa. The merit accumulated from this is then compared to all the living beings in the universe of 3 billion world system, having entered the Mahayana, possessing the kingdom of a universal monarch, and each making offerings to the stupa of Buddha with the butter lamps, whose vessels were the size of the ocean, and whose wick are the size of the Mount Meru. It stated that even this would not match even a hundredth of the former merits. This is the case in which the attitude, the spirit of enlightenment, and the recipient, the stupa, are not different, but there is a pronounced difference in the object offered. Let's take a simple example of this. Is someone who possesses. Let's take an example of being, pretending ourselves, all of us, as a bodhisattvas. Though we are all bodhisattvas, and bodhisattvas who possess the fully ordained vows, their action of the virtuous action will be much more greater, the intense, than the bodhisattvas who are not possessing those fully ordained vows.
Mm-hmm.
It is because of the vows or the precept that they have. So it says, however, this is clearly a case exemplifying the strength in terms of the support, which is the vow. Following the line of reasoning in the passage, it is evident that regarding cultivation of the path by someone without the support of a vow, someone having a vow, and within having a vow, the support of possessing one, two, or three vows, the latter will have quicker progress than the former. It is clear as well. It's clear as well that when people such a householder practice such things as generosity, there can be a great difference in the strength of the root of virtues produced.
Mm-hmm.
So here, when we talk about one, two, or three vows, right?
제단의 배지 소단 되거든. 소단 너무 많이 봐 상상이 너무 많이 배지 여지 말이. 그래 나.
So 1 2 3 vows you're referring to the vows of individual liberations and the vows of bodhisattvas and the tantric vows. Those are the three 1 2 3 vows we're talking about.
지단 상하기 담발레말레 예바도 소다기 담바 가능하지고 담아서 그거를 인지미지로 장주기 담바선지 메발라 상하기 담발레면도 상하기 담바지 상상은 피체 소다기 담바는 로고이나 간지 상주 상세기 담발레말레 장주 담바 메바도 피체 연구 말어
그렇죠
피체 이나 이제 제가 얘는 메시
so here in order to receive the tantric vows or the vows of the Vajrayana, first of all, we must receive these tantric vows based upon receiving the vows of individual liberations. Because without this, we will not be able to receive the tantric vows.
Penetino Genyi Dhamma, the Sota Dhamma, Dhammachiro, Monchari Chandra Sanji Genyi Dhamma Lingviyawa.
So then in terms of, you know, I guess, the vows of individual liberation, there are different types of individual liberation vows. So, speaking about this, the vows or the precepts, individual liberation vows, one of those is very helpful and effective for us as a lay person is to receiving the Mahayana vows that we normally receive during the very special days, special days. We receive those, Mahayana vows, and that really help us to reduce the negative deeds, negative karma that we have accumulated.
Teaching soldier, the mother was in the image of Lama to the Negamadero, Tombo Lama to the Ne, just a running in the entry. To the come inching on the area. So, name him by teaching and to speak his own material.
So, it's, you know, we can really extract a great amount of benefit out of, receiving those vows, receiving those precepts. And based on receiving the precepts or the vow, if one engages in virtuous deed and your virtuous deed, even you engage in a very minor virtuous deeds, but it multiplies greatly. So therefore, if one receives the Mahayana vows, which is one doesn't have to be being in presence of the gurus and so on. In the beginning, of course, initially, you need to receive the transmission of this Mahayana vows. And once you have received from one guru or whoever, is transmitted, then you can perform yourself. You can receive these vows by yourself at home and so on.
Labadu Tisun Changurung Jinza Sunju Shunyung Nari on the Shunyung Sot Kasa Gini Damba Mancha Lan the Chandra Kanji Damba. Chandra Sanji Gini Damba Yana Sotaji Damba Jil Dengre Sotaji Damba Jil Densona any Tabchin the Chagura.
So there are also the refuge vows, which also belongs to the vows of individual liberations and the lay vows. So most of the time when His Holiness gives the teachings, His Holiness the Dalai Lama gives the teachings, and if the time allows, he always takes opportunity to grant those vows, the vows of lay vows as well as the vows of the refuge. So this is one thing that we can really extract a great benefit. Having receiving the vows and then engaging in negative or positive deeds or the virtuous deed.
Kurun diji jeshe jenge na ngasu chita loyi la po thwe mare ro. Shanshu semba karsa ta shanshu semba no tong sung ji tong sanje tang je se sung da ngas jin sang yi le de ba ro. Dang kha la shi. De da kang ga shanshu semba cha. De su kang ga shanshu semba da ga sa ngasu ma su ji ma ma yi ba. Ko ji ju kolo ro mo ji se yi de re da. Bet jesu on de dinge ji shanshu semba chong chong yi na yang. Tendu ki shanshu semba ji jangso na ji ji ma ka la. Ani di nung la ga rara tabi ki dongpo zu na sanje le piyu se sung na da. Ngasu tsoba ji na sanang yi tse de. Jin ro wa.
It is inconceivable for, you know, it says the accumulation of the merits that based on receiving the vows, you know. So we cannot really measure the amount of the virtue that we accumulate, you know, by receiving the vows. Based on receiving the vows and you accumulate merits and so on. It's inconceivable for us.
Diji kade la shangsen chimba ji rajong ki damba shu ne, ini roa, chimbe ji la maka shu ne, ini shu tengi chik ten ju su na, ta te pi guan de roa pi gu roa. Diji sana che wa de se yung di jini, ma su ngui po dan ji ten tu ki chupa che su na de jini kade chua ma roa.
So if you were to, you know, it is hard for us to, you know, imagine in a physical form, if we were to speak about, you know, the size of those virtuous deeds that we accumulated based on receiving the vows, and it is beyond our conceptions. You know, we cannot conceptualize the size of that, you know, the virtues that we accumulate.
Mengge jodan denbi meshigi jun meshigi yasa jun de pam re pache me bo lo jai pa de dibasa ba le geno chuchen jebe tanso ge jinsen ji yo ne yasa tebe jemba la sha ji lonshe na mengge wa chewa mengge wa che ma wa son ba yang ten je go ne dibata chewa se lo sa.
So then this difference comes from the whether they act within having a vow such as one day vow, whether they act without a vow, it says. Then next paragraph says, the sutra on the overcoming faulty ethical discipline speaks of a monk who does not observe ethical discipline, but who traps himself in the flag of sage, it says, monk's robe. And the non-virtues that such a monk incurs when he enjoys for a single day, and what a donor has given with faith in far greater than the sins a human beings possessing the 10 non-virtues would accumulate continuously over 100 years.
Ye taping on a shabuchi de shuroches and a shoes one in a thing a bachelor or
so. So it's very clear that it says, speaking of a monk who does not observe ethical discipline but attracts himself to the flag of the sage, monk's robe, right? So here, you know, breaking a vow, again here, for the monks, even when someone requests the monks who possess the fully ordained vows, and the benefactors who request the monks with the great faith and devotions to be and spend a night at their, you know, household, you know, with their house. But so they, if the monks again accept that, and that is that against, that is again against their, you know, vows. So it has intense, you know, accumulate, the monks accumulate intense negative karma. So then also this, it says, the Buddha is saying that this is a case of strength of sin from the viewpoint of the support. And also there is, exegesis of the disciplines speaks of the both those who have faulty ethical discipline and those who have slackened from their precepts. So for those who have faulty ethical discipline or who are not correctly restrained, it is far better to eat iron lumps blazing with the flame than to eat arms of their region. So in the ancient time in India, so monks are their livelihood or their daily, you know, the you know, foods are relied upon, you know, just based on, you know, begging, you know, they don't really accumulate their wealth, or you know, they don't, you know, store their foods for, you know, next couple of days and so on. So whenever they need, they'll just go and beg the foods and so on. So therefore it says again, if the monk who is engaging on, you know, or who is relying upon their the arms, or the, then if who his or her, you know, ethical discipline is not very, and you know, if who is not, who's, well, if whose you know, ethical disciplines are degenerate, then it again they will accumulate intense, you know, negative karmas and so on.
지당가성이 처벌전에 작은 멤버를 사야지데 타니 고려 말아서 투여지로 딘디지 자다 텔레 지 결론 추트마다 이제 이 대바진지 대제된 원션에 텔레 신나 사와요도와.
So in other words, in someone who hasn't been able to purely, you know, observe his or her vows and then engage in those, you know, acts of, you know, begging their foods and so on, then they accumulate a great amount of, you know, negative karma. That's what it means. So it is very important to know that, you know, if one possesses such a vows, what kind of benefit that one can gain out of that. So if one is full, you know, knows about the Dharma and who has a great appreciation to the law of causality or the karma, then when someone appears to you as a very negative, you know, someone who appears to you as a very negative, and you will not generate any anger or hatred towards that person. Instead, you will have, you know, you will cultivate great compassion and love for this person. So even if then if one is unable to again, you know, just by if we make a judgment just by appearance of the person, and then cultivate negative, you know, thoughts, and with regard to this individual, then you know we ourselves is in a great loss because we accumulate great, you know, negative karmas.
Nyempati xiega peke chabar rwa, chulu injimiji nganso namba kecha samare rwa, chulu yunso zobati nyabang chansu xiega rwa, xiega peke tali jeswa yinaji, sosoge kota tenderi kota ni chigidwa sangeji, chulu di kono tromba jindro, megi juyente pala rwa, temina chulu dang megi juyente nyamdo tete tangana peche na yore.
So, it is very, very important that we need to know about, you know, regardless of what kind of religion that one may follow, but it is important to understand and important to know about the, you know, the overall, you know, the tradition of the particular religion, you know, overall the custom of the religion. Because most, you know, when we, because the problem with us is when we find someone who is, you know, engaging in negative deeds, someone who is not really being a good person or the nice person, and then we, instead of blaming that individual, we have a tendency, we as a human beings has a tendency to blame the religion which the person is practicing. So this is totally wrong. So, you know, that's why I just, you know, recently when I was, you know, I was taking a walk outside and there were a couple of young ladies, you know, they just, you know, approached me and asking me what kind of religion you practice. And then they just, you know, gave me a book, you know, two books. One is, there's two sides of book. One is smaller and one's a little bigger. But all of those are actually written in Tibetan. Well, this is the all explanation about the Christianity.
Tiji kanendro kun shu yi tombo ma tang yin di me pi ta bo ni tang re yes ro ma le ne kin yi min yi xue bang yin ba te ne ni dan dang su yi xin su yi gang ye de cha wa ma do kun shu yi bi da xi yi tang ya re yes la do
ge na le
ge so yi tombo ro bi da xi yi min tang yin ro ni min yi ma yin de min yi de ni xue bang yin ba te ta din ji ji jian jian ne ni zhen bu le de gang ye de de ni zhong
so I just read a little bit about the book, you know, I just went through the books a little bit, and it says the God had sent wonderful people to the world, and to help all beings, you know, to help other human beings. However, the human beings, you know, in the world, they really didn't follow those two people who have been sent by the God, but they, you know, they have their own idea to live their life, and that makes their problems. That's what it says, you know.
Rapala tem gengi chi tombo yer sela go ro ma sang la gu yo nyu mo du su pe bi wo ye ni kan je jing ha da ko sing ye dang rang rang ye dang ji ji ni ge jong se go ro de ne da bo de ji mi de sa su ka si
so in some sense, you know, it's a little bit parallel to the Buddhist notion of how the beings are in the in the first eon beings, what we call the beings in the first eon beings, during the first eon, all beings are sentient beings. In other words, you know, sentient beings are very pure, and they didn't really have to, you know, rely on those gross foods and so on, and they have lesser delusions and afflictions. Mm-hmm. And as you know, the diversities of a sentient being multiplies, and then the diversity of the conceptions and mental, you know, elaboration is again, you know, multiplies, and that, you know, enables to delusions. It creates the multiplication of the delusions, and then come, you know, bringing about all the sufferings.
Kutanda chiba lekhorwa. Pena kuyu kunchu kala manyo anyo kunchu kala nye patong war sidi jolo nye patong nye chirwa. Nga so ye kuyu le yabo me song yin zan le ching kala nye patong war sidi ganje basa chila bayu udwa.
So this is similar, you know, when in the theistic religion, they said someone is suffering because he or she hasn't really followed the advice of the God or the founding, you know, or the God or the great beings, in other words. And so in the same manner in the Buddhist, if someone is, you know, undergoing suffering, we always say this is a result of our past karma and so on. So that's a different in saying, but it's a parallel to it.
Mm-hmm. 간지지 샤와지 제비 제비 받아 세고 세제 차그로
however this is whether one is undergoing suffering or whether one is having happiness and so on, it is a result of something always. It's mm-hmm. a result. It doesn't really come into being with no, from nowhere.
또 진지 샤와지 기초라고 지 동안에 용이 제비지 도아지 용고에는다 기초데 간데 땅도데 너네잖아 딱 거야라고 지여라 다시에 딱
So therefore, it is, you know, in the Buddhist, it emphasizes because it is because of our action, you know, that brings about its result, whether it's happiness or suffering. So therefore, the Buddhist emphasizes on engaging in positive action all the time.
Mm-hmm. 셰퍼보데 간데제니 유니샤 아니 그 요로로 가진 로그도 세네로와 야 조시제니 자제도네 아니 도어 지역에 있어서나 내 말은 되고 도어 용어에 크게 제시하세네 콜라 카티자에 로와 말에 야보 용어에 크게 제시하세네 아니 소속이 편바 줘야 돼 아니 전에 대로 알래데
So this is how, you know, Buddhists always emphasize on when we are undergoing sufferings, and we must not have a notion of the suffering that is suffering that is present within us, within our mind. It's not really come into being from nowhere, but rather it has its own causes and conditions. So therefore, then we need to look at ourselves, what kind of causes and conditions that really create the sufferings. And so what kind of causes and conditions that I need to accumulate at this point of time to prevent, you know, the future sufferings and so on.
Shumada tala beche gengi tsalo tongwa yu, tolo tubo kanshu sala. Sholo minduwa.
So I think since the weather is getting cold, so next week we all, you know, it's good for us to wear thick clothes coming here. You know.
So, you're saying that
from his own experience, it is always good to keep your knees warm. Then that will like generate heat and keep your whole body warm.
That's good.
So now at this point we have come to a chapter that is strength in terms of object, right? So we have gone to the strength in terms of support has been So then also we talked about the engaging in virtues or the non-virtuous deed based on, you know, possessing these precepts or the vows within oneself. So both the virtues and non-virtues, intensity of virtues and non-virtues.
당고도 무비관에 닥쳐 왔을 때 말이다. 마스 보인다. 무비관에 닥쳐 왔네서로 생전에 진바 동안에 취지 진바 동안에서 산제 처벌을 아니 두비 처벌네. 산진 이 진바 동 아니 처벌에 집히도 상대 대전에 전한 시바샤오.
The strength in terms of objects among the giving of gifts to living beings, the gift of the teaching is vastly superior to the gift of material things. Among the offerings to the Buddhas, the offerings of the practice is vastly superior to the offerings of material things. Following these examples, understand others. So generally, when we speak about the practice of generosity, so we speak about two kinds of practice of generosity. One is the practice of generosity in terms of being generous about giving material things to others, and the other one is the practice of generosity is the giving the being generous about giving the teachings of the Dharma. So between the two, the teachings of the Dharma is superior than the giving the material helps. So then again the offerings, you know, here we have offerings of the material things and offerings of the practices. So comparing to if we were to compare those two practices, I mean the offerings, then offerings of the practice is far more, you know, far more better than
the offerings of the material things.
So normally when we, you know, talk about making an offerings to the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas, and we, all of us have a, you know, we emphasize on more on making an offerings of the material offerings to the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas, such as offering of substance, such as flowers and so on. But we never, we don't really think about our own practice of meditation is of you know, make, you know, it is an object of offerings. Mm-hmm. Instead it says the practice of meditation is the actual offering. It is a real offering to the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas.
Chidana ngatso kasinu ni yowa pina rani ye lama nyeba siye de kasi rubi chibi nyeba siye nyeba ni ki chote chabare sade di yunga zon yong darwa kasi rubi chibi nyeba siye de.
So here again, making an offerings to the Buddha, to one's guru, is to pleasing one's guru is the best offering or the superior offering to the guru. Because again here, when we speak about pleasing one's guru, is you know, following the advice, you know, of all the gurus, which means engaging in the practice, that instruction, the practice of the instructions given by the guru. That is the superior offering.
Rumbuchi pumbo les, or don't so just sent on you, so soon as Sanjay, you chute, results on la, deda lion, keep us what near to Tinta de Sheba, Tanji, Tinta Sheba les, Shan Sanji, Tanji, Chimbi, Saint of Mandela, Meto, Chizan Toa, Sana, Mama Sundays, Tajin to Toya Chung Anion Sundays, Tiba de Chila Dalet.
So we have gone through the strength in terms of objects, and then the next is the strength in terms of attitude. Here it says, the heap of the Jewel Sutra mentions all of the living beings in a universe of 3 billion world system, each making a stupa of the Buddhas as large as Mount Meru, and each paying reverence to it. It's all their actions for the 10 million eons. It says that far greater than the mirror's form that is the mirror in the Bodhisattvas throwing just single flowers towards a stupa with an attitude that is imbued with the desire to attain omniscience.
The Kodibesi Vandua Sanjay Tanji is Sanjay Tanji Chevalet. Shanchu Sambhaji is Sanjay in the Meto Kanji Choba, the Sana Chavara.
So, what it really states here is just all beings, if we make an offerings to the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas, all with all sentient beings within the universe, and making an offering of flowers and so on and so forth, if we were to compare the offerings that is making a single offerings of the flower by the Bodhisattva, then the positive karma is much more intense than the bodhisattvas, intense than all sentient beings merit.
So the
difference between the two is because when we make an offering to the Bab, the difference between the two of the offering made by the ordinary beings and the Bodhisattvas, it again depends on the next difference based on the generation of motivations. Bodhisattvas motivation, the Bodhisattvas who is making offerings to the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas is based upon the generation of bodhicitta, which is to benefit all other sentient beings to gain the state of enlightenment.
She song de es de jian de ta jia chu men la mi ba ta as ran jin ji tian la mi ba la su bi san bi qi ba ta de yang shu zha jian dang jun ren tu su ji guan de xie ba xia wo song de.
So understand that in the same manner, there are variation in the amount of merits you accumulate from the perspective of difference in the attitude, such as focusing on superior and inferior goals, or focusing on your own or the other's
interest. 토제 초미 찬으로 선절 비우스나 채워로
so there is an inferiority and as a and a superiority in making an offerings you know it again depends on the upon one's on motivations if one make an offering to the buddhas and bodhisattvas based upon having a desire to achieve liberation for oneself and if one make an offering to the buddhas and bodhisattvas based upon generating bodhicitta for benefiting all other sentient beings to achieve enlightenment for the benefit of all other sentient beings mm-hmm. so those you know there's a difference in these two one is more inferior and one is superior
rani ji che to ni sanje sanju shamba chuba pe wale yen ju tan do ni sanje sanju chuba pe na sana che wan do wa
so here it says the merit that we gain is far more greater than making an offering to the buddhas and bodhisattvas for the benefit of other sentient beings
ta shu ta yen de jang rin jin rin to se de ro ga se ji de pa shu che wa ga se ji jin ro pe to na de da che dang ne de ta su chuba che tu ro
So then one's practice of making an offering must be continuous. Consistencies, maintaining the consistency of making offerings.
Mm-hmm.
And this must be done on the basis of genuine devotions and faith.
Mm-hmm. 콘도신데 도체데 쉬엔주레스 디바도노스
텐데 파 다이몬드 다이몬드 versus as well from the perspective of the strength or the weakness of your attitude whether it is brief or the long lasting and so on with regard to the wrongdoing effective attitude that are strong and long lasting have greater strength and among this hatred is a very powerful so then engaging in the bodhisattva's deeds which is the one of the texts it says all the good behaviors generosity offering So it's stated in the engaging in the bodhisattva's deeds. All the good behaviors, generosity, offering to the sugatas and the like, and amazed for 1,000 eons, is destroyed by the single moment of hatred, it says. So anger says, moreover, towards spiritual companions and even more towards conquerors children is very weighty. Conquerors children is Bodhis and Bodhisattvas here, Bodhisattvas particularly. And the king of concentration sutra when the people have a malice towards each other and learning and ethical discipline cannot protect them from its fruitions and concentration does not protect them nor can living in solitude generosity does not protect them nor does offering to the Buddhas. Engaging in the Bodhisattva's deeds, where you to harbor harmful thoughts towards such a conqueror's child, benefactors, you would remain in the hell for eons as innumerous as those thoughts thus sage has said. So among all those, you know, negativities, it says the anger is the worst negativity. So particularly if one, you know, generates anger towards one's spiritual companions and towards bodhisattvas.
So it says then
if one generates such anger towards bodhisattvas, then all of those practice, such as generosity, concentrations, and so on, cannot protect us. So it's a one moment here. It says the one moment of generation of this anger can, you know, creates a cause for taking one's, you know, rebirth in the hell realms, it says. So here again, one moment is not at our notion of moments. So in the Buddhist, when we talk about the momentary or the moment, it's a very short, it's kind of milliseconds or nanoseconds, because within this, if you snap it, you know, when you, within this one snap, constitutes a 61 moment.
Mm-hmm.
And that is what we were talking about, that's one moment of generating anger can create a cause for taking rebirth in hell realms. So then, you know, if we were to generate anger for an hour, then it is again, that negative karma is inconceivable.
So it's always,
we talked about that last time. We should always be very careful and be guide our actions of the body, speech, and mind. Because we do not know who is bodhisattvas and who is not a bodhisattvas. So therefore, we talked about that, you know, bodhisattvas are like a fire. It is actually, you know, covered by the ashes. That you don't know whether there's a fire underneath the dust or underneath the ashes. So today, Rinpoche said we have 10 more minutes, so we can take your questions.
Sooner when we speak of purification practices, there are two that are practiced here on Wednesdays, Kyatro and Drotro. Is there one that you recommend that we do in different circumstances, or is either one okay?
And thank you. Shajan Shajoro Mushi. Devashan, that's also Shawaja, and then Namji. That is Wednesday, that is Samimar Lawarwa. Lawar Yang is Namjin Day, then the Kemru Daya Da, Nichi Joshua, then the Gajan Chia, then the Yoran, Didi Kadol Yang, Yes, this is a purification practice. You know, we recite those refuge formula, and this is what you guys are practicing here. And so when speaking about, you know, purification practice, you know, there are four, what we call the forceful purification practice. And reciting this, you know, refuge formula and Georgius is one of the four forceful practices. So the four forceful purification practice will be, you know, we will discuss about that later. It will come later in different chapter. So through the recitation of this refuge and this Joshua will enables us to, you know, which will help us to accumulate merits and purify our negativities, both accumulate merit and purify negativities.
So that control the tepa several control the tepa dan the yebi gone ni hanchu de pa lan ji joba dan ni shinchu meje ji dan sen ten ge pe ke chen bre so do.
So you know, whenever we make an kind of practice of purification, so it is very important that we should always generate or have a great regret and remorse in one's previously committed negative deeds, and committing not to engage in such deeds in the future. So this is a very powerful practice of purifying one's negativity. So that's why I always advise our elderly Tibetan, you know, fellows, to make this purification, engage in this purification practice by reciting, you know, mantras of six syllable, which is Om Mani Padme Hum. And this must be done on the basis of having a genuine faith and devotion to the three jewels. And this will really help to, you know, purify one's negativity and accumulate merits, so that we don't really have to rely on anyone. We know how to, recite the mantra by ourselves. And if we can do this in a proper way, and it can really purify our negativities. Any questions?
When Rinpoche was mentioned right now about reciting the Om Mani, is there like a basic visualizing that would accompany that?
Oh, okay. Okay, sure. And then the Rinpoche, then the Konzo, can what's all the Mani Dandos,
제지 dos ma kame dos nangore sirwa dos nangore chezan ta di ya mani khan dhande chivore di da nyamdol ya ya chik samdhaya da minam kyaya to shikaya yorabes
chindang de yorwa ta chik shogu minam chang sanda nga chong gengo chole ma gengo chole nga kandri chi lagyo ya sanarwa di jing nga chong pina shi mani se so na shinrezi ki tsinga rwa
naso
so Rani in Dunjan Nakatele, Shinreziki, Tanagazo, Goton the Renon, Shinjiki, Nabaji, and Gumula pay your chit. Any tell a Nachibo in a Dubo in a Charamo to tell the Ressa Messina, but just as a colonial official was the mission managers of Rewaja.
So to those elderly Tibetan people, I advise them to recite this mantra, and because the mantra, six syllable mantra, is the mantra of Avalokiteshvara, which is the Buddha of compassion. And I advise them to visualize Avalokiteshvara, the image of Avalokiteshvara, which is Buddha of compassion, as it is depicted in the Tanka, right? So you see this and visualize this in front of oneself at the level of one's forehead, and not just as an image or it is painted on the wall, or but rather one visualizes as a real bodhisattva or the Buddha of compassion.
And sana don tu yin na ji nga so gi ge tang ne ji ba zo ne kono ji zu gu shu de so le na ma ge ji zan zan la ma tu ni bi gu ne so so la ma ji song du mi so ne zan zan ji tu ni bi gu ne ji ro wa ji bi na dong dong ba ni ne nyang ba xia bi nyang xia yin na la ji zha wa ru ji ma so so la sen de bi so le ji na cha ge shi So that is Guamian Kaburwa. Because you go down on the Piro Motorbis on the Chi
Majavaja. So, you know, it's very important that when we visualize those, Buddhas such as Avalokiteshvara, and so on, we must not visualize those as an image, you know, or the statue. Rather, it's as a real. You know, beings, real, Avalokiteshvara as a person. And so then this must be done on the basis of having a genuine faith and devotions to the Avalokiteshvaras. And if one engages in this practice of meditation for a sustained period of time and based on devotions, then sometime, you know, when we visualize, then it will naturally become like, you know, in your visualizations, Avalokiteshvara in the form of sometimes in a meditative equipoise, sometimes in the form of giving you advice, and sometimes, you know, it's, you know, in a form of giving you some instructions and so on. So here a basic, you know, visualization of this six syllable mantra. When you are reciting the six syllable mantra Om Mani Padme Hum, as we mentioned earlier, that we visualize Avalokiteshvara in front of oneself, and at the heart of Avalokiteshvara, you visualize moon dix. On the moon dix, then you visualize syllable Hum, and syllable Hum is then encircled by the other mantras of Mani and so on, and from which the light radiates, dissolving the light, actually, you know, radiate out and dissolving into yourself. Then that purifies by means of dissolving the light within yourself. Then it purifies. Then visualize that you are purifying all the negativities.
It's a basic visualization. 전화서 끝도 예매선으로 시바드 순이 기발에 살아서나 로 산제 산주 선바세데 시바드 순이 기발에 맞아 판제에 대해서도 주기 넘버 체인이면서 샤에데 이 시랑이 상황을 샤데 대체디코 유어트웨인 가레이나 도 미바 전체 보여요.
So it's a very powerful practice because when we talk about, you know, enlightened beings, you know, their body, speech, and minds are unlike our body, speech, and minds. Because when one reaches at the state of enlightenment, it says the unity of body, speech, and mind. It is not like ours, like our body, speech, and mind. We have a separate, you know, gross level of body, and we have a speech on the other side, and we have a mind, and there's something that is non-physical. But rather, so the enlightenment, so when you reach the state of enlightenment, all the body, speech, and mind become become non-dual. And so, and it has such a power that if one can visualize those things when you are reciting the mantra, it's very helpful to purify your negativities. So here now, let's, you know, do our dedications, part of dedication here. You know, we talked about the achievement of accomplishment of, you know, non-duality of body, speech, and mind, unity of body, speech, and mind. So may I be able to achieve this unity of body, speech, and mind by means of practicing Dharma so that I can benefit all other sentient beings.
Zombo Shishiro Do